And now this is a dictation for Roy Freeborn, F-R-E-E-B-O-R-N, April 27, 43. Addresses a letter to Kaylin Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Roy, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit November. Apparently, he stepped on a nail that was able to be removed in the emergency room, received antibiotics and tetanus toxoid. This time of the year, he is busy preparing and showing his automobiles in car shows, some upper respiratory symptoms, taking the antihistamines. Minor sore throat, no respiratory distress, no chest pain palpitation, no coughing sputum production, no vomiting dysphagia, no diarrhea bleeding, no changes in urination, presently no claudication symptoms or major edema. Medication list review. He's being on Claritin D and Mucinex. Next paragraph, blood pressure runs in the low side, 100 over 80 left side. Today, no respiratory distress, lungs are completely normal, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no sinus tenderness, no edema, or focal neurological deficit. He has decreased hearing but normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is innate, creatinine 1.4, which is baseline. GFR 51 stage 3, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.4 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no, not symptomatic. Next number, previously normal-sized kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Next number. There has been no need for changes of diet for potassium or acid base, no need for binders, normal nutrition. There is anemia, but is minor, not symptomatic, does not require EPO treatment, and there is no documented external bleeding. Overall, minimize decongestant exposure, as well as minimize cough medications with dextromethorphan. Come back on the next 7-8 months, end of dictation.